tsunami's back, bitches.
Took you long enough.
This has been an experience we will never forget.
This ain't no time to go all mushy.
Don't lecture me. I've waited long enough.
If an all-time classic falls on VR, and does it make a sound?
That's the problem.
No.
But that's some kind of like stupid bias on a judging committee, and not about the quality of the game.
Right. It's also how many played it.
Yeah, it's an issue of like maybe the judges haven't played it.
Yeah. That's like those awful things you read about the Oscars. When those people put the notes in about what they voted for, and they're like,
"My kid liked this one."
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't watch any of this anime shit.
Yeah, I don't watch kids' movies.
Like Wreck-It Ralph, though.
Fucking shit. It's like, I don't watch this foreign crap. It's like, shut up.
If I was suddenly the head of that, I would take all those and be like, "Haha, these are not anonymous anymore, and you're out."
Yeah. You do not get to vote.
Hey, I have this weird thing where I saw Spirited Away as like a middle schooler and thought and remembered thinking at the time, this is a 5-hour long movie.
I have the exact same.
Oh, yeah, no.
And then I watched it when it was re-released recently. It's like, okay, this is long, but it's like a movie.
Yeah.
Young Tim thought that was long as hell.
Yeah.
And I still sat through it all, which means it's good.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a fantastic film. I have the exact same memory of it when I was a kid.
But honestly, like every movie I saw as a kid, I remember being way longer than it is. And now I think movies are short.
No, they are. Like most movies are like an hour and a half now. You know, like they're like TV special length.
That's your Chris Nolan.
Well, you have to be 90 minutes to be feature length. So.
Yeah. Well, I don't know, man. Some of these. There's some early Disney movies that run like 75 minutes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, those early ones, yeah.
Yeah. Are we doing that what are we watching section of the podcast still?
What are we playing or watching? Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we should.
By the way, everyone, welcome to episode 201 of the Toonami Escape Podcast. I'm Greg Zeno. Tonight we have B-Dubs.
Hello.
C. Kohler.
Hey, guys.
And Chug.
They've locked me in the studio for a week. Please help.
Someone had to.
Produce content, motherfucker.
How else are we going to get you to watch The Block?
Help.
It's not looking great right now. It's very kind of duct taped together, isn't it?
Yeah, they're holding that thing together with pretty duct tape.
So I don't think... I don't think when we recorded last week, we even knew about Ballmasters.
No,
we didn't.
Newsflash, we're showing Ballmasters now. Not JoJo.
Ballmasters.
Because the JoJo dub got Ronad.
Yeah.
And also the MHA dub is still Ronad.
Yep.
Yeah, so what are they doing now? They're like having people just vote on their favorite episodes, and they're just gonna show.
Yeah, I think so.
So look forward to every episode where All Might and or Midoriya punch some dude.
Yeah, pretty much. I hope I get that. I just want that Midoriya Todoroki fight, and I'm good to go.
I was looking at a list of like people's rated like top 10 episodes in the series, and it was like always. Of course, it's like United States of Smash episode. Which is like the number one, of course. But then, the second one is that one, the school, the whatever it was called, the what was that?
Todoroki versus Deku.
Yeah, like what was that thing though? They were doing it's like a tournament or something. Or
the sports festival.
Sports festival.
It's like I think it's at the United States of Smash one, Midoriya versus Todoroki. I like the Midoriya versus Bakugo one.
Mm-hmm.
And
just anything with like really nice Sakuga is probably gonna make it there.
Yeah, I think the only other one I would say is when All Might rescues them from that.
Again, really nice Sakuga.
Yeah, pretty much. The very last episode of the season, by the way, had some very nice Sakuga, so that'll be nice once we actually get it.
Oh,
yeah.
I gotta imagine the problem with MHA and also like any of this like dubbing from home is that we probably don't, like, they have to cast new characters all from home. And that's a lot. And MHA has to cast, like, half of the top 10 heroes now.
Yeah, and it's kind of funny because I think like the last episode of the season actually doesn't have that many speaking roles in comparison. But yeah, I really do think the second to last one is just giving them like all of the fucking problems.
Also, it's just that, oh man, this character maybe even says one word in this, but we have to cast them as if they're important.
So, yeah, it's almost like logistics too, because like if you're casting some character who's going to be pretty big later, like you need to like get your contracts in order and stuff, and like there's probably that whole aspect of it that would be hard to maneuver.
Right.
But, like, shit, we gotta cast Hawks, we gotta cast Mirko. Those are two huge roles.
Yeah, you can't just plop some random asshole in there.
Yeah.
But the real problem is Wash.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then, apparently the JoJo dub has run aground as well.
I don't remember. I mean, they're coming up on the big penultimate battle, basically.
Yeah. Yeah, we're close.
So there is some casting that has to go on, but not nearly as much. But
it's still
there's a couple characters where I could see it maybe giving them some issues.
So go ahead.
No, it's just like they decided to air all of Ballmasters instead of wait a few weeks. So I guess maybe this dub must be real far behind.
Yeah, it's not. That might give them a little bit more of a, time to get ahead also, because unlike My Hero Academia, which they're just kind of hoping they get these last two episodes, JoJo has like 10. So I could see them just giving them some more time.
Just like, call us back when you're done.
I think with Ballmasters, it's 10 episodes because they're only airing the first season and they're doubling them up. So this should be over 5 weeks.
Why not? Why just hear the whole thing?
Yeah, I don't think they need it that long.
Yeah. Maybe we'll get it after it. Who knows? Ballmasters will lead the block once My Hero Academia finishes.
So, yeah. We need to do a new thing. We're going, what are you playing / watching? Because, God, we need things to talk about.
Well, before we do that, we should probably mention they did air an old video from 2013. At the beginning of the block. And that was kind of... Well, yeah, you didn't see that?
No, because I didn't watch MHA.
Oh, okay. So they launched... They started the block out with a special recorded message from Tom and Sarah, and it was kind of dealing with like...
Oh, it's the old equality speech. Now I guess.
Yes. And so they aired that. And it was kind of neat because... I mean, obviously, it's a very good video to show.
Oh God, remember
It's very timely.
But also interesting to see like what the block was at that time. It was like all those shows, and it's like, wow, look, that was a pretty good lineup.
I know, right? I'm just like, man, we got fucking Symbionic Titan and One Piece on this bitch. Oh, like
so good.
We had Soul Eater. We had Erica Seven.
Yeah.
Thinking about it, where would we be in One Piece right about now?
Supposedly we'd have hit the time skip a while ago.
Yeah, like I would assume right about now we'd maybe be in the middle of Fishman Island.
Yeah.
Oh, that's about where I am. It's pretty close to where I am in the actual dub right now.
Yeah, I'm just sort of thinking like that would have been some eerie timing.
Okay, so that was. I just wanted to throw that out there before we moved on.
I do want to say that I think we're going to be seeing a lot more delays on shows that are being simuldubbed, simply because the casting is going to be a crapshoot, because not everyone is going to have a home setup, which you kind of arguably need to do the casting in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
So they have to figure out a way to actually, see what. Oh, can this person do the voice we're looking for?
Right. So, by the way, the summer's anime season is starting, in 2 weeks.
Oh, that's going to be fucked.
Beginning of next month.
Is there anything actually showing?
Well, let me go to the old Annie chart.
Oh, wait, other than the new season of SAO.
Yes, that is supposedly going to start in summer.
Honestly, at this point, I welcome it.
Well, you've got new seasons of ReZero, new seasons of Snafu, a new season of the second season of Fire Force. God of High School is another one of, you know.
What is God of High School?
It's another manhwa that Crunchyroll made. And then a whole bunch of jack shit.
Yeah.
Like, this is the lightest season I've seen in a while. Over a decade.
Well, you know, Rona. And,
like, an entire, like, screen of these have the tag Ecchi on them.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Oof. I'm like, oh, that looks Ecchi.
Well, just surprised. From what you said, there's, like, two or three shows that they can bring over for Toonami. It's just a matter of not this year.
I'm a bit surprised they never did ReZero.
They're probably salty that, you know, every time ReZero comes back, Black Lagoon goes on hiatus.
I don't think they even know about that.
It's the same creator. Like, the whole reason Black Lagoon...
Oh, God, is it?
Yeah, the whole reason Black Lagoon was on hiatus for as long as it was is the creator was off doing all the character designs for ReZero.
What?
Yeah. That's them. Like, they just sort of fucked off and went to go do that for a while.
Character designs, not writing it.
I actually don't know if they helped write it as well. They might have.
Oh, God, now I have to look this up.
All I know is they apparently worked on it for quite a while. And it's part of why Black Lagoon was on hiatus for like 2 or 3 years. Like, they were helping make it.
No, I think you're... Okay.
I might be thinking of another show.
You're thinking of ReCreators.
Oh, right. Yeah, no, that one.
Where he was the concept and character designer.
Yeah. I knew it was one of those re-shits. I knew it was one of those he did a whole bunch of work on.
So, yeah. Never mind. But anyway...
God, that was fucking crazy.
What have you been playing / watching?
Oh. So, if anyone's been paying attention to the thread, they would know I'm playing every fucking Final Fantasy game.
Which one are you up to?
I'm on three.
You know, I played Final Fantasy VII Remake, and I was like, I'm going to play all of these. And, you know, sometimes you just need some dumb, spontaneous shit to do during a pandemic. So, yeah, I don't know. On Final Fantasy III right now, it's a remake of the, it's the DS port, I think, on Steam. It's okay.
I remember a whole bunch of those being fucked up and wacky.
I think the ones I've heard that have issues are the port of 6 and the port of 9.
Specifically because they're like from six. I heard is like they put over the mobile version and the sprites look like doo doo butt.
Yeah, I've heard it's good to patch those two, but I don't know if I will.
Maybe you should.
3 and 4 are ports of the DS games, and so they made the art kind of chibi ish.
Wait, there was a port. They ported 3 and 4 to DS.
Yeah,
I remember that.
I knew that. I played 1 and 2 on GBA. Yeah, but I thought that was it.
3 and 4 got ported to the DS. I don't know if 5 and 6 ever got ports to anything other than like Game Boy Advance. But yeah, I've heard the artwork isn't too much of an issue, but I've heard with 4 it kind of clashes with the tone of that game a bit. But we'll see. I don't know. Enjoying it so far. I feel like 3 is kind of a step backwards as far as like where the story's going. It's like, oh, this is just Final Fantasy 1 again, huh?
Honestly, Final Fantasy 1, like I was saying last week, had an interesting story despite being old as shit.
Yeah, and I would agree with that. But this is it's like, oh, here are your 4 Warriors of Light, and we're going to go get crystals again. And I'm like, oh, yeah, this is Final Fantasy 1
again. Well, I mean, you also just described Dragon Quest XI, so.
Yeah. Final Fantasy 2 had a pretty interesting story, actually, despite the leveling in that game being wacky. I'm also watching all of dubbed One Piece, and that's fun.
Oh.
That's a lot of One Piece.
Yeah, it is a lot of One Piece.
I'm up to the Fishman Island arc now. I'm actually, okay. I'm not.
Oh, so you're where they were dubbing like 7 years ago.
Yes. I'm actually not watching all of it. I'm starting from where the block left off. I marathoned all of the 200 episodes before Toonami got it, before it aired on Toonami.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, we're starting from, like, after Thriller Bark, so it's not that bad. But it's still a lot of episodes.
That is a lot of episodes, but, you know, it's still some pretty good stuff. It's just unfortunate, the pacing.
It's the dub, so you don't have to act, so you can do other things, so.
Yeah, that's my whole thing, too. I'm like, I've read all this, so I can kind of just put it on in the background for a lot. Yeah, the only times I do feel like Impel Down and Whitebeard War suffer a lot from the pacing. I think Sabote is actually fine.
It's the biggest crime Toonami ever did, not giving us Sabote Archipelago.
Yeah, that would have been the... Even if they ended it with that arc, I'd have been happy.
that would have been the best!
Yeah, I agree. Can you even imagine? They just ended with his crew getting scattered, yeah.
That would have been like, the best ending.
Roll credits!
that would have been, like, fucking nuts. It would have been like, and here's the end of what we're going to show.
And it would have ended on, like, the most, like, cathartic sort of emotional moment, too.
Yeah.
It would have been amazing.
That moment where Luffy punches that fucking celestial dragon is some good shit.
Oh, I love that.
That's all about the build-up.
Yep. Also, the dub's pretty good. The voice, I don't know who the hell is voicing Ivankov, but they are very fun.
I don't think I've heard the Ivankov dub.
Well, I know they didn't just get Tim Curry to just do it, so...
I mean, now that would have been fun. But too expensive.
It's like one of their opening lines is like, "What's up, bitches?" or something. I'm like, yes! they just kind of go all in on the drag queen shit.
That's funny.
Ivankov is literally Tim Curry's face in Rocky Horror Picture Show with tiny little stump legs and arms attached to it.
Well, it's really more like a person's body with the head... like enlarged by four times, really. Tim Curry from Rocky Horror with his head enlarged.
And I also watched the first season of Avatar. It's pretty good.
Nice.
Oh, you hadn't seen it before?
No, it was my first time watching Avatar.
Okay, well, let me just tell you right now, it gets so much better.
You're not even at the good shit yet.
Yeah, I know.
Dude, season two!
Season two is next level, man.
And then
you may have seen the "There is no blank in blank" lady recently on Twitter.
Yeah.
And the ending of that series is one of the best TV endings I think I've ever seen. Like, just it's like Lord of the Rings level awesome.
Like, okay, so the I'm actually almost done with Avatar right now. Like, I've been marathoning it for like the last week and a half or so. But I don't want to spoil it, but the midway point in season three, like the build up to that and then how it goes down is just like, oh my God, that's fucking crazy. You know, like even knowing that shit is coming, it's still like, that's pretty damn cool that they had the balls to do that.
Right.
And
I remember what you're talking about now.
And you can see the twist coming.
Yeah, I mean, that's a show that's just so well written. The characters are so well written. The animation is really good. Like, they just really put a lot of heart into that show. It's one of the best.
Every part of that show is so incredibly well put together. It's amazing anyone actually... Apparently, Cartoon Network turned it down.
Man, that could have been on Toonami.
Yes.
Yep.
Can you even imagine?
And what's interesting, too, is like just hearing you say you've only seen the first season. I remember I went back and rewatched most of it one time and thinking to myself, it's like, after you've seen the rest of the series, when you go back and watch season one again, you're kind of like, this starts out kind of okay. You know, it's like,
so
not as good as you remember, but then you just know what's coming, I think, is what makes it so much more.
So I will say that sort of watching it again, what I noticed is there's so much foreshadowing in season one that it's not even funny. Like, just stuff in there that's like, you you're like, oh, this is just Iroh being a weird dude. And it's like, no, this was of vital importance.
I remember the whole White Lotus Society thing.
Yeah, like he lost his Lotus tile. And Zuko, I need my Lotus tile. I need to go buy one.
I'll just say, and too, that Ty Lee is like the best character.
He's not up to Ty Lee yet.
Well, get ready.
Well, do you think Ty Lee is cool? Wait till you'll see Toph.
Oh, well, Toph. I mean, come on.
My
that's
God, Toph.
Yeah, anyway.
I just watched
it. It should be illegal to make a character that much cooler than the previous cast.
Seriously. I actually was watching the Ember Island Players, like, literally a few minutes ago.
And the best recap episode of all time?
Yes, the best recap episode.
That's not even a joke. That's, like, literally the best recap episode of any series because of how they frame it is so genius. And don't say anything more because he hasn't seen it, so.
Right. I will say that she was the only one happy in that entire episode, and I was living for it.
Yeah.
Everyone else is fucking miserable. And she's like, fuck yeah!
Well, I will say I'm significantly hyped up.
So anything else, Chug?
That's about it.
C-Color!
So, I'm playing through Persona 5 Royal. I beat Persona 5 twice when it came out. I played it, and then I did New Game Plus right away. So I have a lot of experience with the game, but I'm about halfway done. I'm at the end of the fourth. I just finished the fourth palace, and this game is just so good. Like it's already worth the money. Not even having gotten to all the like super new stuff that's going to be at the end. They added so much to this game, gameplay-wise, mechanics, new characters, new stories. It's so good. I'm loving it. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, like, there are certain things that you have to get up to a certain point.
Yeah, I know about that, yeah.
Okay, you know about the... Okay.
Yeah, I know about, like, you've got to get a couple of confidants. You know, I know you have to get at least one confidant completed before a certain time. And yes. A couple of other ones, if you get them, then you can get the true ending or whatever.
Yeah.
I did research that in a very non-spoiler way so I wouldn't miss anything. Yeah.
Okay,
and since I'm so practiced with the game, I'm pretty good at, like, I'm pretty confident that I'm not going to, like, miss out on, like, completing all the, you know, and getting the platinum on it so far because it looks like I'm doing really good.
I will say one of the things you should absolutely do is whenever you get a new party member, go play darts with them.
Yes, I've done that once already.
No, you do that with every single one.
Okay.
Because you will literally thank me so much. It makes certain fights, it makes so much more manageable.
Yeah.
Because you can just have a whole go through of the entire party doing huge amounts of damage.
Yeah.
The entire time.
And you get your SP back.
Yep.
Yeah. So I'm playing that. And then as far as TV, I mean, I'm not really watching anything in particular. I watched a couple of movies recently, but I don't know. I'm not like binging that stuff, I guess. I just watched Toonami and then I'll catch a movie here or there.
B-dubs!
So I told you I was watching Avatar, but I'm also, I just finished season 2 of Kingdom.
The anime?
Korean live action thing.
Wait, before I did want to mention though, I am watching Tower of God on Crunchyroll.
Nice.
And they've started putting the dub out, by the way.
Oh.
They're up to episode 4 of the dub of that show now. So... interesting. Just I thought I'd mention that because I know we talked about like that could be a show that one day in the distant future could air on Toonami. Well, yeah. Now it has a dub and it is being dubbed. And I don't and last time I checked, the most recent episode came out like a week ago.
Really?
Well, yeah, it's on when it comes out Wednesdays.
No, I mean the dub.
Oh yeah. Oh, sorry.
So the dub had a recent episode that came out last week. So they're actively dubbing it.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
Okay. So, I Kingdom on Netflix, I will say, is probably the most interesting zombie show you'll ever see.
Oh, it's that what? It's that one where it's like, yeah. Hey, it's like Romance of the Three Kingdoms, but suddenly they have to deal with fucking zombies.
It, honestly, it's more like a simplified version of Game of Thrones, if that makes any sense. Like,
It's like, hey, we're all having this big old Game of Thrones fight, but oh, surprise, the White Walkers are here now.
Here. Yeah, so it's not like, you know, there's a giant struggle. It's, I will freely tell you this because you find out in the first episode, but the king is already dead, and he's been resurrected as a zombie in order for his first wife to maintain power until she gives birth to his kid. And the first son to his first wife, who, you know, is going to lose out on the throne if, you know, that kid is born, like they're straight up going to murder him, is trying to find out if his dad is actually dead or not. And then, sort of in keeping the secret, they accidentally start an outbreak.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And it's just, like, you wouldn't think it would be so good, but it's so good. Like, I'm not even kidding. It's probably the best thing I've watched all year. Like, I'm actively waiting for season 3 at this point.
If only I watched TV, but
It's Netflix.
I'm up to 2012 on my big anime backlog. Let me tell you about it.
God. Oh, hang on. I'm also playing Xenoblade Chronicles. Like I said, I'm up to Valoric Mountain. And, God, I'm stalling out on that game. I want to finish it so bad. But it's just like, oh, my God. I always stall out on this game here.
It's a very large game. But, it's dude, like, you need to make it through. You have to.
I always do. It's just, this is the point where it starts getting hard every single time. You know, like, I don't hate the game anymore. Like, or not anymore, but, like, I don't hate the game. I just, it's one of those games that's so long and so massive, you just kind of, like, start stalling out a little bit. Like, I was making really good time on it. You know, I was getting everything done. I was keeping, you know, I was making my way through. I was plowing through. And then all of a sudden, it's like, yeah, okay, I'm slowing down all of a sudden.
It's like me with every single video game I've ever played.
Yeah.
The number of games I've played like half of and then is...
Exactly.
A lot.
Like, I've got the Halo collection for PC. I still haven't beaten, you know, Halo Reach, and they've already released 1 and 2.
Yeah. I haven't even downloaded it yet.
Odd. Like, I really want to go and play 2, but at the same time, I'm like, oh, God. Then
you got to force yourself through 1 first.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you technically don't have to, but it's like another game that I'd be starting. And I'm already not finished with Dragon Quest XI. I'm already not finished with Final Fantasy VII.
Why are you playing 7 different long-ass RPGs at the same time?
Hang on.
I've identified your problem.
Hang on. I'm literally on the last boss of Persona 5 Royale. Valoric Mountain. I keep stalling out, and then I start up the next one. And then I stall out and I start up the next. The only game I finished this year is Sherlock Holmes, The Devil's Daughter. That's it.
Where are you on Final Fantasy?
God. I just fought the ghosts.
Oh, you're like halfway through.
Yeah, I literally stalled out there. I'm like, okay, I'm sick of this game now.
The most recent thing I did was I fought, you know, the rematch with Reno and Rude at the tower and they dropped the plate, so...
Oh, yeah, that's fun stuff. That fight, I had a weirdly hard time on.
I hated it. It's like every time I did something, it's like, oh no, I've been chain combo locked by Reno. Let me switch over to somebody else.
Yep.
Oh no, now Rude is combo locking me. This sucks.
Yeah, I'd always like, I figured out the trick was just to save all your limits for whenever Rude pops up.
Yeah.
And just hope you can kill Rude really quick. Yeah, I don't know. Most of the fights after that I found fairly easy, although Sephiroth at the end is kind of hard. Good old Seppy.
Spoilers. Jeez.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my bad.
I mean, that's a spoiler. Because it's not like he's actually been there in the old game. Hold on, I have to send a text message really quick. Just delete this part. I'm sorry.
Don't delete it. Leave it in.
Oh!
Who are you texting, Grex?
My roommate.
You tell him.
And the other. In fact, why don't I just get up and walk over and talk? Okay, give me. I will be right back.
Don't edit this out.
Keep it in.
It depends. We left a bunch of stuff in last week, and then I listened to it, and I was like, man, I probably should have cut that out. It was pretty boring.
Okay, so sort of continuing what I was on about. It's like I keep stalling out on games. It's like the weirdest thing this year. Like, I just can't keep, you know, a good pace going.
Yeah, it happens sometimes. It's burning out, man.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just get like halfway through a game and you're like, you know what? I don't know if I want to play this anymore. I had that happen on Red Dead Redemption 2. I got to the part where I had to hunt a bunch of exotics and I was like, yeah, fuck this.
Yeah.
Okay, back. Let me tell you about Grexino's Great Anime Backlog Challenge. So for like about, let's say a year now, I've been trying to make my way through like the top 20 from each year from like, you know, the Era, Gaff, Commute, Anime, Best of Threads, which has been a lot. And I've made it all the way up to 2012, which means I mentioned last week that I had just finished Madoka Magica. So let me give you my quick impressions of that one. I thought I was going to be bad, but it's actually good.
Wow. That's a good review, man.
Just because, you know, it's kind of famous, I guess.
Yeah, that's and, you know,
everyone knows.
Yeah.
Everyone knows that it's, you know, oh, it's Magical Girls, but it's dark.
Yeah. I can see that going badly, especially, you know, when it's aged.
Yeah, but it's good, actually. Fucking Cube, fuck him. God fucking damn it.
That's good. I'm glad it's good.
And always so, good
when there's an older show that holds up.
So I finished 2011, and then I started on 2012. So I guess I'll just say I started on Kokoro Connect, a show you may or may not have heard of.
I've heard of that. I don't... What the hell is that about?
It's... Okay, so take your standard anime club of friends who don't... The club doesn't matter. It's literally an excuse for them to not have to do any club things. But then the mysterious force is like, hey, you're all going to start switching bodies randomly. And then that lasts for a few episodes, and then other stuff happens. It's so fine.
Are you skipping shows that you've already seen on Toonami before?
I'm not watching shows that I've already seen.
So when Kill la Kill inevitably shows up on a list,
I've seen that already.
Yeah.
Okay.
A lot of these later years, I've seen just about everything that made it on the list. In fact, 2018, I only had, like, literally the only thing I didn't already watch was March Comes in Like a Lion, season 2.
So what's the next show you're going to watch that you haven't seen?
Next on the list will be, I'm actually making, so Kirkwood Connect, I'm almost done. I'm watching the four OVA episodes. It's one of those shows where they're like, you know, they got 12 episodes on TV, but they basically tried to finish it, so they put out four more in like an OVA form. And then next up on the list is Dusk Maiden of Amnesia.
Whoa, I've never heard of that.
I don't know anything about this one. Sounds like a horror show, like an actual horror show.
Let me actually look. Dusk Maiden of actually.
It's edgy.
Hang on. Let me find out.
No, I'm pretty sure it's not.
It's a harem.
So, mystery, supernatural, romance.
Yeah, oh, okay.
That sounds like exactly the type of show a show called Dusk Maiden of Amnesia would be.
Yeah.
Yep.
Let me...
By the way, also, this entire time, I was watching for, like, basically the entire year from last March to this March, I was watching an episode of Gintama a day, so...
Yeah.
Also keeping up with current stuff. I've been watching 2 hours of anime every day for, like, over a year.
Okay, so Dusk Maiden of Amnesia actually sounds kind of interesting.
Uh-huh.
A young woman, by some strange coincidence, was left to die...
we don't have to...
Hang on. Was left to die in the former building of the Academy for Sincere Teachings. Mysteriously, there is one person who can see her in ghost form. A freshman. Now they both seek to find out the reasoning behind her death and what could have caused it. So it's like a mystery show.
Sure. I mean, I'll probably have some, impressions for you next week.
So looking at the manga, it's about 45 chapters long. So they might actually cover the entire thing.
It's a 12-episode show, so probably.
No, probably not. Well, maybe, I don't know.
45 chapters? You could do that in 12 episodes.
Yeah, 45 chapters.
And then after that is a show from our favorite writer, Excel World.
Wait, who's our favorite writer?
The guy who wrote Sword Art Online. It's the same guy.
He did that?
Yeah, apparently. Let me look this up.
That's the one with, like, the little short guy, right?
Yeah, the little short spherical dude.
Yeah.
So I'm told that he actually became a better writer at some point after Sword Art Online.
I need that meme gif in audio form that says, "I don't believe you."
No, I don't. Honestly, I don't believe it.
It's weird that this came out the same year as SAO came out. Thank God I don't have to watch that shit. Definitely the worst show I've had to watch on this journey was, like, literally the first one, which was A Certain Magical Index. That show sucked, but...
So, yeah, I haven't watched that one. I remember I've heard it.
Apparently everyone likes Railgun and says Index sucks. And I would
I
agree with that second part.
So I actually tried reading it when it was when the manga was ongoing and it had first started coming out, and I was like, okay, so in a world full of magic, one person has no magic. They have anti-magic. I swear to God.
Now that you're remembering me, it totally is that. In fact, it's not even just magic. It's just like he has anti-anything.
Yeah, it's whatever special power thing you have, he counters it.
It's just like, no.
Yeah, like if you're doing magic, he turns it off. You have some weird ability, he turns it off. It's literally just Black Clover. Only without the rival.
So anyway, sometime within the next year, I should be able to make, like, an actual, like, top 20 of the decade.
Oh, wow.
Look forward to that. I've also been playing Xenoblade. I didn't have to work last week, so within the last week, I played basically nothing but Xenoblade, and I'm basically done with the side quests in that game.
Wow.
I've got, like, 5-star affinity with Kali 9 and...
How did you do that?
Guide...
Because I'm looking at Colony 9. I'm at 3-star. I have no more quests to do.
Got to talk to people.
Fucking hell.
It's the affinity chart. It's the you got to make the links.
So I just randomly go around and talk to random people.
Talk to NPCs at least twice, because at different times of day they have two different dialogues.
Yeah.
That can make an affinity link, and sometimes it changes after quests. And then usually they have like four different sets, like the set for when they're leaving their house and walking to where they stand around all day, the set in the morning, the set in the afternoon, and the set when they're leaving the spot where they stand around all day and going back to their house.
Right. It's so weird.
It's a weird system. I also used an FAQ for it. And that's it. That's all I got. So let's talk about Toonami. Paranoia Agents, Episode 7, Megahertz. In this episode, we witness some completely unbelievable thing where police resign after somebody dies in their custody.
I don't believe it.
That would never.
Ridiculous.
This must be, like, fake police or something. Like,
totally.
This is, like, this is some other agency. Like,
this is like the FBI.
This is, it's like, maybe this is a fictional world where the police have actually been abolished and this is what rose up in their place.
I mean, to be completely honest, I really had a hard time understanding this episode.
It's all the Manny West stuff where it's like, why is he going slowly going insane?
Yeah, and like stuff was shown and I'm not even sure if it really happened. Like, I'm assuming at the end of the episode it's revealed that he was the one who had the ham radio set up in his house.
Yeah, it's
him. Yeah.
But then why did he keep having visions of the old guy doing that?
What the fuck is the old guy anyway?
Yes. And like, I'm assuming, like, at first I thought they were revealing that it was the old guy that was at the ham radio, but I think that was just a weird vision. And now it was just him all along. And I am like lost at this point.
Maybe that's just to be determined later. I don't know.
Yeah.
Togusa is losing his fucking mind.
Yeah. Well, I mean, everyone's losing their mind in this show.
So yeah, the kid confesses he is not. He only hit
the kid with the palm tree.
Yeah,
and
the cop.
And rape cop.
Yeah, rape cop.
Rape cop.
Which is, yeah, that was interesting, because I was thinking that, too, whenever he hit the palm tree kid, was that doesn't fit Little Slugger's M.O. at all.
Yeah.
Like, almost everybody's been in some sort of trouble and been, like, spiraling downward. This palm tree kid was, like, you know, fairly stable.
Oh. You know? The one thing I do remember now. I think the most important thing to take away from the episode is that I'm pretty sure Little Slugger is not, like, a person. Because,
what do you mean?
Well, because
he
just goes through a wall.
He goes through a wall. He disappears into the shadows and just gone.
You could be Batman. You don't know.
Well, also, he just straight murdered not Little Slugger.
Oh, yeah, that kid died.
Little Slugger does not take kindly to copycats.
Yeah, he was like, nah, get the fuck out of here. We are not standalone complexing this. And yeah, he just fucking killed him, man.
Yeah, that kid died. I'm kind of like, whoa.
Little Slugger didn't kill anyone before, but this time Little Slugger was just like, no.
Yeah.
I'm going to town and I'm not stopping until this problem is done.
Poor Final Fantasy kid.
Dragon Quest.
Same thing.
Anyway, all the police and like the jail people have to resign, and it's like, because I guess they said the part where they said, yeah, the real Little Slugger killed him and then phased through a wall didn't go over too well.
Well, yeah, and the fact that like a 12-year-old kid died in their custody. That's kind of what I thought it was.
Poor Not Togusa has like got this shit figured out, but it sounds fucking insane.
We have to find the cornered person.
Yeah.
We have to find the person who's cornered. Somewhere in this entire city is one person.
Cornered,
and it's like, it's you. It's you. I totally expected him to get bashed by Metal Bat. Oh, God, I called him Metal Bat.
That was the thing, I think, that kept making it hard to understand this episode, because it kept doing those fake-outs. Like, there was a fake-out with that, where he got hit, but then he wakes up suddenly, you know? There was a bunch of those in this episode.
Hey, why is Rape Cop's daughter and him just What's that smile? Fuck that smile. Stop
yeah,
it.
What that? Yeah, that's that weird.
Terrifying.
Enough.
Please stop. I can't deal with that anymore.
Like, I could have understood that little girl just waking up and being kind of like, "Hi, who are you?" and you know, being nice. But now she's just permanently stuck with like a creepy grin, and that's all she does.
Yeah, it's fucking terrifying. Yeah, I don't know. For the most part, I liked it, but I definitely have liked other episodes more.
I think at this point, I'm not going to knock the show because it is very well made. But I will say at this point, I'm starting to get a little hungry for some answers.
Well, guess what? Looks like we're going back to the episodic. Here's another group of people who are going to get hit by Little Slugger next episode.
Wait, what episode number are we on?
This was 7.
Out of 12, 13. Right? 13, right?
Okay. Yeah. Next up is people have been saying next episode is like the best one.
Yeah, yeah, it's really good.
Also, I should start watching Mob because now it's like getting into that insane, just insane Sakuga territory.
Oh yeah, I leave it on and do other shit and just look up when Sakuga starts happening, which is a lot of episodes actually.
Anything else about Paranoia Agent?
It's very good and I like it, but it's very hard for me to talk about because I know how it turns out and I don't want to ruin it for everyone.
Yeah, I could imagine that would be a lot. It'd be difficult if you knew it was actually going to happen in the show.
Is it easier to talk about a terrible garbage show like Black Clover?
Well, I'm not worried about spoiling it for anyone.
Black Clover, episode 120, Dawn. In this episode, we did it. We killed the devil who showed up 2 episodes ago. Everything is solved. The day is saved once again thanks to the Powerpuff Girls.
All right, I'm gonna go ahead and make this declaration. The actual best character in the show is Radies.
I love how Radies just showed up and was like, fuck you, you don't get to die.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
He's like, no, get the fuck back here, Patry.
He's like, I've got this special ability where I can resurrect somebody, but that's somebody I have to have really been close to, and it only works under these super unique circumstances, a.k.a. don't expect me to use this power again.
Don't expect me to show up or exist again.
Yeah.
Yeah. He just bound Patry to a fucking body. And so, yep, I guess he's here now.
And so are all the other, like, 3 super-duper elves. They're also still here.
But then all the other ones who are out murdering and maiming people, they get to go to heaven.
Yeah, go to elf heaven.
Because no one's the enemy anymore. Because
it was all the devil's fault.
Yeah.
It's like, I mean, I don't think the show framed it in this way, but it might have been like this, where those elves, those people who were possessed by elves, I should be more clear, like, they were literally punching in doors and probably casting spells on poor civilians, and then just suddenly their soul was just released. Like, you get to leave now. It's like,
bye.
It's like, wait a minute, they're not good. They were doing bad things. But no. Nope.
Yeah, they were deviled. They were actually good. No. The devil got them.
Yeah.
Is that really truly the explanation?
Got the devil in them.
Was he controlling them? Or?
Like when he did the because when the resurrection spell, he just fucked it up. He fucked it all up, and they came back evil.
Oh. So they like for did they? I see. I don't remember them going like, "What was I doing? Did they do that?"
They just kind of float off and were like, ah, bye.
They did the whole connected to the world tree, and they're like, I guess that was pretty fucked up. And they're like, guess we're going to heaven now. Yeah. Also, that the wizard, the Blizzard King, turned back into stone, and
he looked like an actual Dairy Queen Blizzard for a bit.
Yeah, and I think the old Wizard King. They got 3rd Hokage is actually alive.
He's a 12-year-old kid now.
Oh, gosh.
Because there are no consequences to this arc, actually.
It's like, it's one of those, it's, I feel like I'm taking a test on one of those, like, writing 101 classes, and it's just like, this is not, this is what you don't want to do. You want to tell this long story where, at the end, all your characters are right back where they were.
Well,
with the exception of him being 12 years old, I guess. But
yeah. I guess, like, Patry and the other three are, like, all buds and not evil now, but yeah, no, it's some shit. Like,
oh, God, literally everything has gone back to where it started, literally, like, at the very beginning of the show.
A few people have gotten power-ups.
We have Johnny Young Bosch is here now. That's important. Not really.
We've got several things that weren't waifus turned into waifus and joined the Black Bulls.
Yeah, the Asta harem has increased by at least two.
And that's it.
Yeah,
the Wizard King is a child now.
Do you want to talk about Ball Masters?
Ball Masters. Ball Masters.
Ball Masters 9009, Episode 1, A Shooting Star Named Gaz Digsy Falls Fast and Hard, and Episode 2, With the Burning Spirit of Teamwork in Her Heart. These episode titles are great. Anyway, before the Rad Wars, sports had rules, and they sucked.
Yes.
It's true.
There are only two rules. Use the ball to kill. Use the ball to score.
So, yeah, the first episode is the Leptons, who are the down-and-out crew that are our main characters. I'm just going to say, they're versus the Boom Boom Boys, which has one particular character who ends up joining the team, but go ahead.
The Leptons consist of the main character of Foster's Home for Imaginary Friends, a torso with a spiky stoplight for a head, hot chick who's very mad occasionally, Bill and Ted, a gray alien,
She-Hulk.
There's like a lizard woman, yeah.
This is a weird crew.
Yeah, I think you're missing
and,
someone.
And the ball themselves are actually sentient creatures, voiced by the same guy who does
Master Shake. Yes,
Master Shake from Aqua Teen. And I did notice this too, like as a little bit of world building in a show that really, like honestly, they did more world building than I would have way expected.
There's more world building in this 15-minute episode than the entirety of Black Clover.
Yeah. But, like, one of the things I noticed is that, like, it's not just, like, the teams have these balls. There's, like, balls everywhere. Like, there's, like, they're in the background all the time. And they're, like, when they have the newscast, there's, like, a bunch of balls floating there. And they're all ball people. It's, like, I guess you can just be a ball person in this world. So, anyway, they lose their games. They lose all the time. They end up losing in the first episode. And so the leader of this new future that's set like 7,009 years in the future, whatever, he's like, okay, hey, you know, you were out partying too much. You know, you're making everything look, you're setting a bad example. So I'm going to put you on the losing team.
Bad times.
Yeah.
You got to turn the Mighty Ducks into a championship team.
Exactly. And the little kid guy, he's obviously thinks she's amazing. But she's kind of a jerk to everyone. A lot of swearing in this show. And I will say, really overall, I enjoyed it. But it's hard to talk about and remember because it moves at like 5,000 miles per hour.
Oh my God, this show moves at breakneck pacing.
Oh my gosh.
Some fucking Whiplash sitting in the middle of a Black Clover and Shubinin.
Yeah.
Like, it moves so fast.
It'll wake you the fuck up.
It's like, oh, okay, the plot's going.
It's as an homage to anime, it's got a lot of, like, little things in there. But, like, it's as if you took, like, three or four anime episodes and compressed it into 10 minutes. It's like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah, the torso man keeps doing, like, some anime-looking beam.
Umbilicus!
Yeah, Umbilicus. Yes. And he's pretty Umbilicus fun.
In this year's best like attack, best move category.
I'm for that. Yeah.
I like the robot reveal at the end of episode 2. That was some fun shit.
Oh, yeah, they combine.
Yeah.
Another anime thing. They combine into a super robot.
Yeah, and I don't know. The gag of him throwing in the wrong goal is like, I laughed. That was that, you know, good joke.
And another thing, too, I thought was pretty surprising was the... It's hard to explain it, but the animation in this show, it's good. And what I mean is that, like, there's a lot of, like, scratchy pencil work, like, all the time. And it's like, it's not like... Like, I've seen so much anime that, you know, you can always tell when they're cutting corners because, like, 2% of the screen is actually moving and everything else is just sort of... You know, someone blinking or something.
Yeah,
and then this show, yeah, this show is like, even though it's drawn in this sort of weird way, it's always moving, and like the characters are like stretching and a lot of dynamic camera angles, and it's super fluid. And so it's weird. It's like this weird combination of like, it almost looks like everything is just a pencil sketch. But then at the same time, it's as if it's going like 60 frames per second of really smooth animation. So I want to give it some props to just say that I think the animation is actually good in this show. It's surprising. It's not what you expect from a typical Adult Swim animation show where it's usually they're like making something that looks like, you know, cardboard cutouts on sticks. You know, this is super well animated.
I would agree. I think this show feels very, very Adult Swim, but you do get a lot of that anime homage.
If it wasn't so anime as well, it wouldn't fit on Toonami.
Yeah.
It's like along with like the Boondocks is the other one that could have just been a Toonami show.
Right.
Oh yeah, Boondocks like looks anime. But yeah, I don't know. Yeah, with this, it's just like, yeah, they turn to do a fucking robot dude. That's awesome.
That, why is there just a flying electric garden gnome?
Yes.
I got no idea. I like the other joke I really enjoyed was him firing the umbrella or the fucking
belly. Every time he fires Umbilicus, he just goes and is like, I'd cut off my limbs and put all my power into my 12 abs and blah 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 Umbilicus, and it doesn't do shit every time.
And he fired it at the fucking electric gnome.
Yeah. You know, like... Gaz just grabbed Umbilicus and threw him around. It's just a penis.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Yeah, this show's pretty funny, honestly. I mean, not like laugh out loud, but like I chuckled every few minutes.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to really enjoy all of the enemy teams.
Yes, I agree. I was thinking that too. I hope they keep the variety up for that because it's always funny just being like...
Like, wasn't that just that one dude from Sailor Moon?
Yeah.
With the cards?
Yes. Like his moves were all playing cards and yeah.
And I believe there's an entire Sailor Moon team coming.
Great.
Like there was an entire team of like dogs.
Also great. Yeah.
This, I don't know. This should be fun. I'm really looking forward to seeing the rest of this.
I mean, it definitely, I think, is a kind of a show that I'm looking forward to it because it's so different and it is lighthearted and funny. And it's also kind of, you need that action and that like craziness that late at night to kind of wake you up.
This is like the freshest thing we've seen in a long time.
Yeah, because like you do have Paranoia Agent, which is again very, very different from the kind of shonen fare that we've had going. But Paranoia Agent is also
it's a heady classic.
Yeah, like that's a heavy show. Like that show is, you're gonna have to fucking sleep on that shit. But Ballmasters, it's just, you know, it's kind of just some fun, dumb shit, and I'm here for it, man.
Like, honestly, we need more sort of, you know, fun, dumb shit shows.
Yeah.
That, you know, that are actually fun, and not just, oh, haha, this is funny because it's stupid.
Put the fucking Venture Brothers on the block.
Yes, I would be, I would absolutely be for that. That show is awesome.
Is that 30 minutes episodes?
That is 30 minute episodes, yes.
Okay.
Because Ballmaster, we got two because it's 15 minutes.
Right. Venture Bros is really good. There's some jokes in the first couple seasons that haven't aged well because they've been making that show since like 2004.
But, oh dear.
Yeah, but that's the only thing I have against it. And luckily those jokes aren't super common.
So yeah. Ballmasters is automatically the second best show on the block.
Yeah, it is.
That's new. That's airing new episodes. Obviously, Mob Psycho's, you know, Mob Psycho.
Yeah.
Naruto Shippuden, episode 299. Oh god, the acknowledged one. I forget what happened in this episode. I think it was a whole bunch of Pain being like, remember all the Pains? Remember the one that was a fucking robot?
Yeah, there was, he did the planet attack, and it looked really nice, and then it was a lot of Nagato talking, and that was annoying.
Because he does.
And Nagato said, I'm a failure, and Naruto did not correct him. And he's
like,
got,
yeah, you are, motherfucker.
Zombie Nagato got sealed into Itachi's fucking pot.
Oh, because it can do that too, by the way.
Yeah.
Maybe the worst power that all the Uchihas have is just this fucking mech.
Yeah.
It's like Attack on Titan.
Naruto says, like, oh, good, now that you're, like, you know, a zombie with control of his fucking self, you can go, you know, maybe talk your brother out of, you know, killing everybody. And Itachi said no.
He's like, no, I'm not going to do that because I'm not the protagonist. See ya.
Yeah.
Oh, and before,
I realized that would have been mean.
Before I go, I'm going to kill this bird.
Oh, yeah, he killed this fucking crow.
That's not a real crow.
No.
That's a real crow.
People looked it up. In the Wikipedia entries for this information about this crow, he put that eye in a crow.
Oh. Yeah.
It's a real crow he killed.
Fuck that crow.
He crows that going crow to the on same, fucking fire.
That crow's going to the same place as Yokozuna.
Yeah.
Remember that fucking shit? Oh no, we're being attacked by roving bands of sumo wrestlers.
Good times.
Well, aren't we going back to filler?
Yes.
Oh, like they had
two episodes, I think. We're going back to filler.
A bump with like kid characters, and it's like, yes, oh no, like,
here we go.
Yes.
Yeah, we just got back to fucking canon. I think we're like right around the corner from being in filler again. Welcome to like the last 200 episodes of Shippuden.
Oh god! Of course, just of course now. I think Black Clover is also, like, actually technically going into filler soon. Locke is going great!
God. Wait, what filler is it going into?
They made up some stuff because it was getting too close, I think.
Right. For Shippuden or Black Clover?
Black Clover, Shippuden. I think.
Oh, Shippuden is, like, some expanded zombie war shit, I think.
Oh, great!
Shippuden should have a, arc about a Chunin exam coming up.
Oh, that's like an episode like 390. That was like one of the first ones I watched. So yeah, we got like 90 more episodes till that bitch.
Oh, you gotta be fucking kidding me. No, I was actually looking forward to that.
That's 2 years away.
Yep.
Fuck.
One of the filler arcs that we're gonna get like in the 400s if Toonami still exists is about it is basically Naruto fan fiction.
It's the one where they're all trapped in the Tsukuyomi and they're like,
yeah, right? Yeah, no, they. But it's Tsunade's Tsukuyomi. It's like her fucking vision, and her vision is reading a book, and the filler arc is that book. Reading a dream book, and that's where the arc is. And it's a what if Naruto's parents didn't get killed?
Okay, sure, you know, whatever. Sure, why not? That's an interesting what if.
It's terrible.
Oh, fuck.
So here, nobody cares. I'm gonna fucking spoil this shit.
Okay.
Alright, So the whole point plot of it is, so Naruto's dad doesn't get killed during the night of like the Nine Tail thing. Like, I don't even think that happens. I don't know what the fuck happened to Tobi. So because of that, he was around when the Uchiha massacre was about to happen. So he went and was like, hey, what if we don't do this shit? And so Itachi never killed his entire clan, so the Uchihas are alive too. So, what? You know, it's the same thing. We got Naruto and Sasuke on the same squad, but, you know, they have their parents now. And you'd think that might make these characters a little bit more interesting, maybe make Sasuke a little bit more edgy. No.
Less edgy.
Less edgy.
Defects to Orochimaru.
What? Why, though?
Why?
Because he thinks he joins the police force and gets annoyed that Naruto keeps getting more strength and thinks the Uchiha are being oppressed. So he quits. Oh. He just dips on the entire village to get more power from Orochimaru and becomes more of a dick.
So what you're saying is, it doesn't matter the scenario, he always sucks.
Yes, it actually makes his character worse. Because I think, you know, with the current situation, I kind of see why he did it, even though I'm just like, dude, you've kind of gone a little bit too far. But I'm like, nah, your parents didn't even fucking die and your family's still around. Like, go get fucked.
is there any filler that like does like a what if where like they're in our world?
I don't think so.
No, I don't. Wait, hang on. So, like, technically the Uchiha were oppressed, but, like, they kind of, like, their eyeballs make them insane.
Like, literally the ending of the show is like, yeah, well, of course, what are you going to do? The eyeballs, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, thing that sort of comes out is, yeah, the Uchiha's. They're like naturally crazy because the more powerful the eyeballs get, the more their brains turn to mush.
They're also all cops, so fuck them.
Well, no, they're only all cops because they didn't want them to rise up. Like, you know, they didn't want gamers to rise up.
Yeah, you know.
So they made the gamers cops.
Are the gamers cops?
They are in this world.
I could buy it. But yeah, I don't know, man. Naruto's a bad show. The worst track in the entirety of Naruto Shippuden is that really cheesy, heroic-sounding one.
Oh! We forgot to mention the montage.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Look at all the characters! Poorly drawn.
Oh, God! That's so on the nose!
Don't forget, Naruto, you have all your friends. And then, like, cut to, like, 3 minutes of every character turning towards the camera and, like, grinning.
With this, like, dumbass fucking heroic music in the background.
Like, the ending credits of Predator.
Yeah.
And they're all, like, it's all, like, badly drawn. Like, they're all off model.
Remember part one?
Yeah. Remember when Naruto didn't suck total ass?
Remember Boruto?
They should have canceled Shippuden and kept Boruto.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah.
That should have been so obvious. I think they feel like they're obligated now.
We're just stuck with Boruto. 200 more episodes to go.
Jesus Christ.
We passed the halfway point.
Like 200 episodes more to go to like literally in a like actual time scale. Cover like 1% of the entire story.
If they started Kai again, Kai would finish before Shippuden.
Oh my god!
If they started Hunter Hunter again, it would finish before Shippuden.
Yeah. Wow. Seriously, Hunter Hunter would finish.
They could air all of Inuyasha again.
Yeah. Including the final act.
Including the final act. Please end our suffering.
Please.
Well, I'm going to end my suffering by going to bed. So thank you, Chug, for being here tonight.
Well, not a problem. Thanks for having me. Can I leave the studio now?
No.
Oh God.
We'll let you take a break next week.
Okay.
Aw.
Thank you, Seacoler.
Ballmasters was the best episode tonight, by the way.
Oh shit!
Oh right.
God. Which one? Episode one or episode two?
You know, I'll go with two. Actually, I think I enjoyed two more. So.
Yeah, I liked episode. I mean, Paranoia Agent was the best, but I liked Ballmasters episode two the most.
Yeah. Ballmasters are saving grace of the block.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with Ballmasters.
Wow, Ballmasters, new immediate champion.
Man, I can't wait till you guys have to rank this shit.
We're gonna have to rank Ballmasters.
Oh my god.
We're gonna have to review and rank Ballmasters. Oh fuck.
Where the hell is that even gonna go?
Somewhere in the middle, I think. At least.
We'll see. God. We've got a whole show to watch to find that out. But I mean, the closest thing on that list has gotta be
Pop Team.
Yeah.
It's probably gonna be in that Pop Team area.
All right.
Well, this has been episode 201. We'll see you guys next week. Good night, everyone. Later.